So the LMPD posted me on their Facebook page over the weekend.
Mugshot?
It's 99.7 DJX. No, I got clipped.
Clipped.
As my daughter usually forbids me from ever saying, that's when you get your photo taken when you're not ready for it.
Got it.
And put on display. Mm. That's what happened. The LMPD posted a congratulations to the runners for the marathon and half marathon, saying huge congrats to everyone who crushed the Kentucky Derby Festival mini marathon marathon today. What a perfect day for a road race, an even better day to watch our city shine, et cetera, et cetera. What's strange about the photo that they chose is they do have an LMPD officer in the picture running, but he's off to the right. I'm dead center.
You are kind of dead center.
I'm dead center.
You're kind of dead center. He is tatted up and nice looking. And there's Ben.
Wait a minute. Ben is tatted up and nice looking. And then there's Ben.
Wait a minute. And I've got sound like that. But Ben's also showing his guns and the DJX repping right in the middle of his tank.
And I've got the look of despair and agony on my face. And
you look like you're struggling. A little bit.
Mentally, I was. I had checked out at mile 11.
Because you have any idea at what point this was?
This was near the finish.
Oh, it was near the finish. Okay.
Yeah, this was near the finish.
All right. So you were coming down the stretch.
I was coming down the stretch. I like the finish line was in sight and I was almost done. And I was still just in absolute agony. And I get absolutely roasted by the the Louisville Metro Police Department.
So great. So great.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just, they're like, look, we know that guy.
Elizabeth texts, Kelly firing shots. listen. And then there's Ben. I did show this to Zoe, and I was like, Zoe, I got clipped by the LMPD. And she's like, what? And I show her, and she just started cracking up. She's like, your face, you look like you're in pain.
That's a bad idea.
And this is the same daughter who I post in our group chat, like a little photo. Okay, real quick. I post a photo of myself running in our group chat, and I send it, and I say, hey, because I'm getting ready, I'm going through U of L's campus, and my daughters, my older two daughters, kind of live close to campus, and I say, hey, I'm going to be running by your street in...
Don't give your dad a wave.
Yeah, in about 10 minutes. Crickets.
Oh, that is savage.
And then...
That's savage.
And then my youngest... The aforementioned Zoe jumps on the chat and is like, yeah, I'm going to need you to pick up the pace. All gas, no brakes.
She's trolling you because she's the distance runner.
Right.
Competitively.
But I always tell her before a meet, I'm like, all gas, no brakes.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm going to need you to pick up the pace a little bit, sir. All gas, no brakes. Uh-huh. And so then I get clipped by the LMPD on their own Facebook page.
Front and center.
Absolutely roasted.
But thank goodness you were wearing the calls.
I was.
Should we go? You know what? I shared the post, but I should identify you properly as we always do.
I'm on the
left. Ben's in the center.
I am kind of in the center. You're right.
You're in the center.
I'm to the left of the police officer, but yes, I'm in the center.
Yes.
Taylor texts in, the Band-Aid is a cool look. I told you about the story of the Band-Aid, right?
That's the injury. That's where he got impaled.
I got impaled by a metal... Rod,
shard
or something
from a chain link fence
literally a week before. So anyways,
look at all the injury and the pain on your face.
I
and
know, it's terrible. If only we had some sort of the saddest violin playing.
If I could translate your thoughts in your head, it's like, it's right there. It's right. Okay, this is almost over.
It's almost done.
There's the finish line. I'm just gonna cry. I listen to Kelly. She's yelling out my name.
Even hearing you didn't bring me out of my funk.
And typically, you turn around, you're like, yeah. You give me the big smile and the triumphant.
Did I do none of that?
No, I don't think I did.
So.
I was so determined to not miss you because at this point there are the laptops going crazy with names.
Sure.
I'm trying to catch as many as I can. I'm losing my breath. I'm kind of going back and forth from looking and down the chute trying to spot you to trying to find your name on the computer. They're looking back. I don't want to miss him. And there he gets because I'm trying to get on video, too. I always do.
The LMPD wasn't the only who clipped me. Our new coworker, Michelle.
Oh.
unbeknownst to me, gets a video of me coming down the chute
We've
at the end.
We've all got video of
and
you.
And I look absolutely in agony. And I'm like, and she was like, you didn't have to post it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know us?
Yeah.
You know, like,
for
like,
a bit.
Like you get to see the warts and all.
Yeah.
Like, warts and all.
That's it.
Anyway.
That's right there. You look great. You got your, look at your little, your leg muscles are bulging.
Yes, Elizabeth. Again, texting, poor Ben. The women in his life do not care for his pain. I got it from Kelly. I got it from my daughter. I got it from my other daughters.
Your other daughters
don't even care.
Crickets, they didn't even
They couldn't have walked 100 feet.
They don't
100
exist.
Feet. They're like,
they don't exist without you, but they can't be bothered.
They can't be bothered.
To come outside
They're
and wave
so indifferent.
Beyond savage.
Oh, gosh. And then I come into work and I'm hoping for a little sympathy from Kelly and I get none.
You look
anyways,
great, though.
Thanks. Appreciate
you
it.
You look great.
All right.
This is great. I'm proud of you.
Mason Texan, Ben, I think we need you to talk about your twerking this weekend, too. Listen, it was an eventful weekend.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off tangent because we're already dangerously close to going down a tangent.
Twerking did happen. You do have to mention that. You decide, did your daughters have an opinion of the twerking?
No,
they probably
that
did.
That was out of...
Have they seen it?
They don't follow or comment anything I do.
Okay, well, they're probably going to have opinions if I go ahead and send them that clip, too.
Oh, will you do that for me? Thanks.
I'll do that for you.
That was at the Pegasus.
Hey, girls, did
that
you was see at, your dad do this?
That was at the Pegasus parade.
Okay. Listen, when you're unsupervised, things happen. You make choices.
I do. Anyways.
And you think no one's going to see.
All I'm saying.
But they all see.
Is I got sent that post from the LMPD several times.
Yep.
And then.
Ben, you're right next to Thirst Trap Police Boy.
I know. There's Thirst Trap Police Boy and then there's Ben.
With his Band-Aid on his shin.
Everyone else is out of focus.
Yeah.
The police officer and me are the only two in focus.
But you look like you're the star of
that photo.
They didn't. It's not even like they centered on their guy. They centered on you.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe they recognize that moment.
Thank you for your service. I am not a police officer. Anyways, all right, we can be done with this.
That's so great, though.
I got it's
what an epic picture.
I'm telling you, it's not every day that you can say that you got posted on your local police department's Facebook page, but here I am.
That's great. And listen, they knew that they were going to get a shout out on the show.
Did they?
Maybe they knew that.
They probably didn't even know who they were taking a photo of.
Well, now they do.
Now they do.
We're gonna clip this break and send it to them.
And of course, the photo that they get, I'm like hunched down. I look.
Running.
But a lot of the
boy looks like a model.
Yes,
runner.
and both of his feet are off the ground like he's running, and I look sunken down. My shorts are running up my crotch.
It's an impact shot.
Terrible.
You're flexing your muscle though on your leg. It's an impact shot. Yeah.
All right. I just I just want to move on from this. Sophia, Kelly, unsympathetic.
I'm supporting you.
Unsympathetic.
Like, look at your muscular legs being showcased.
Appreciate it. I want to hear when you unknowingly had your picture taken. Listen, Kelly.
I get it all the time.
She was just absolutely inundated with these photos.
Yeah. I'm usually a victim. I'm a victim of that.
She normally is, yes.
Yes, which is why I've become kind of triggered in the fact that, listen, I need to know if there's a camera pointed at me so I can stop and smile.
Yeah, because otherwise...
If I'm mid-sentence, I need to stop and smile.
Yeah, you're gonna get clipped, too. But,
yes.
We want to hear those stories, if you got them, all right? 502-795-1997.